we'll start with Smash Fest. It's fun. I know that, I don't know if your room in San Jose is different, but I know a lot of rooms around the league, a lot of junior rooms. Ping pong seems to be the distraction of choice. What about for you guys?
Yeah, we actually don't have one. We had one when I first started 5 years ago, but there's no table in there anymore. I know a lot of teams still do play. I think our games soccer before games, but I know a lot of NHL players love playing ping pong and they do it before games.
This is the third annual Smash Fest. They'll do it down at the Steam Whistle Brewery with Dominic Moore. Is this your first? Were you here last year?
No, this is actually my third.
You're three for three.
Done it every year, yeah. Morrissey and his wife Katie were out in San Jose when she got sick. So, you know, I kind of saw everything firsthand. And Morrissey asked me to play in his ping pong tournament. And knowing the type of guy that he is, you know, it's an easy yes, and I live only a couple hours away, so make it a yearly tradition kind of thing. Drive up and enjoy the event.
Logan, I'm going to use that the ping pong table or the lack thereof as a jumping off point. Usually, it's the captain, it's one of the leaders in the locker room that controls the stereo or controls what the team does and sort of, you know, sets the tone for teams in any sport. I look at a guy like Joe Thornton, and tell me if I'm going too far with this here. I think back in the last 20-25 years. You know, the guys that haven't won the cup that maybe ultimately finally got that cup or got to that next level, and the sort of veteran players you pull for, whether it be a Steve Yzerman, a Mike Modano, a Ray Bourque, it seems like Joe might be kind of in that ilk, a guy that has been good for a long time but hasn't yet gotten to that peak. And how much does that kind of motivate a teammate and a team trying to get a guy, a veteran like that, to finally ultimately have that glory moment?
Yeah, I know it motivates myself. You know, Jumbo takes a lot of heat when the team isn't successful. You know, it usually falls on his shoulders, and obviously I don't agree with that. We win as a team, we lose as a team, as cliche as that is, but one person isn't going to win a championship. And Jumbo, you know, I've seen firsthand how good of a player he is, and he's been so good over the playoffs the last couple of years where he doesn't deserve the heat that he's taken. And you know, obviously it was tough the way we finished last year, but you know, I'm really hoping that this summer guys build off of it and we come back a lot stronger, a lot hungrier from what happened to us.
You guys are a good team. You've been a good team for a long time. I've always been, I don't want to say an apologist, but I think there's something innately special about how you can put together such a good group of players every year, and sometimes it's fluke or a tough West what happens. All that said, how different is this offseason for you? Being up 3, and I don't want to remind you, but everybody knows, up 3-0 on the Kings, and everyone thought you were going to close it out, and 2 months later, it's the Kings that are winning a Stanley Cup title. How different does this summer feel than years past?
Yeah, it's probably the toughest loss that I've been through. You know, before that, it was our loss in the conference finals against Vancouver, but yeah, this is pretty devastating. It's really stuck with me, you know, the whole summer, and you know, it's been a tough summer for me personally. I'm still recovering from hand and wrist surgery, so had a lot of time to sit around and think about it. And you know, I'm going to try and use it as motivation, as tough as it is. Yeah, thinking back to where we were and what happened in the next couple of months, it's devastating.
One of the names that I think come playoff time, a lot of us forgot about, but we can't forget about how good he was early in the season is Thomas Hertl and what he can do in year two. Tell us a little bit about your brief time playing with this kid.
Yeah, he's a special kid, special player. You know, he brings a type of youthful energy to the rink every day where he's just happy to be playing hockey. He's happy to be in the NHL. He's happy to be traveling to a new city, playing in front of new fans and a new building that he's never been to before. And yeah, if you think, when I think of Thomas, I just think of a big smile. He always seems to smile. Unfortunately, his season was kind of cut short there by a dirty hit. He was able to come back and play in the playoffs. And I'm hoping that he's able to recover this summer and be ready to go.
Is there a little bit of Logan Couture in Thomas Hertl?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know what... We're different. He's I think we're different players, but the same type of excitement, I think, exists in both of us.
Logan, we before we let you go here, we were chatting a little bit earlier in the show to Devon White, reliving some glory years of the Blue Jays. We mentioned off the top you're a big baseball fan, a big Jays fan. Have you been keeping an eye on the team this year and the ups and downs of this Jays season thus far?
Yeah, I've been watching as many games as I can. I watched the first couple innings last night and then shut it off. But it's been a weird season for them. You know, at one point, you know, I was thinking, oh, they're on their way to the playoffs, and now they're going to have to battle. They're in a tough spot.